So in preparation for Pesach, when we repeat Hallel so many times, it's worth taking the time to start to learn what these psukim mean. They're exquisite, they're beautiful, they're gorgeous. And every time we recite Hallel, be it on Leila Seder, if you say it in Shul, or whether it's at home at Seder night where everybody says it, in Shul, every morning of Pesach, this is an opportunity to use the words to express our deepest feelings of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nevi'im already ordained that these six prakim of Tehillim should be recited in Yom Tov and to commemorate times of national deliverance. Even before David HaMelech redacted and incorporated these Tehillim into Sefer Tehillim, Klal Yisrael already knew about Hallel. Moshe and Klal Yisrael recited after being saved from the Mitzrayim at the sea. Yeshua after defeating the kings of Canaan, Dvor and Barak when defeating Sisera, Chizkiah after defeating Sancheirev, Hananiah and Mishael and Azariah after being saved from Nebuchadnezzar, and Mordechai and Esther after the defeat of Haman. This is what the Gemara says in Pesach and Kufyud Zayin. These Tehillim are sometimes known as Hallel HaMitzri, because later on in Tehillim have Hallel HaGadol. The Gemara in Pesach and Kufyud Ches says that this Hallel HaMitzri surpasses Hallel HaGadol because these themes are essential elements of Emunah. They include Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, Tchias HaMesim, Yom HaSem Mashiach. It's unbelievable. All the Yesodos of Emunah are there in Hallel. Rishim Shulfal Hirsch, in his incredible, inimitable way, to something so exquisite. The uplifting song of the Jewish nation has accompanied us through the millennia of our wanderings. It's kept alive within us the awareness of our mission in world history and has sustained us during days of trial. At the hour of redemption, Hallel filled our mouths with hymns of praise to Hashem. And even now, on the days appointed for the remembrance of the mighty acts of Hashem which we experienced, Hallel helps us relive the stern trials that we've passed and the rejoicing that was ours at the time of deliverance. Finally, it keeps our hearts and spirits receptive for whatever sadness or joy the future might hold for us. Hallel is there for us at every turn. Hallel is there for every experience. Hashem's wondrous mercy is at work, not only in the extraordinary occurrences, but also in the smooth, ordinary course of daily life. In fact, the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabba, Magula ploim af parnasa ploim. Ma parnasa b'chol yoyim af gula b'chol yoyim. Just like the gula is wondrous, so a person's parnasa is wondrous. And just like a person gets parnasa every day, so there's an element of gula every day. The ever-growing burden of galus makes the survival of Klal Yisrael appear as one continuous miracle of Hashem's saving power. So the constant recurrence of Hashem's mighty acts causes them to pass by unnoticed. Perhaps it's because of the miracle of Jewish survival that we say Hallel every Rosh Chodesh as well, because it's about the continuation, the renewal of Klal Yisrael. So we'll start off with Perek Kufyud Gimel. Halleluka Halavdei Hashem Hallelu Eshem Hashem, a remarkable Perek as we start our journey through Hallel.